冷たいチェレグス味嫌い。Always as well, Krishna Lila, Krishna has to say entourage, and whenever he is coming, he sends people who will go ahead of him as his superiors, his parents, and people who will come with him, and those who will come after. There are always three groups like that. Adutacharya is among those whom he sent ahead of him. When Adutacharya was here, there was a serious problem. All the religious leaders who are to lead the world, they were doing something else. The Bhattacharyas, the Mishras, Saraswati, and Bharatis. These are the four. their duty is to educate the world. At that time, all of them were engaged in wedding ceremony. No single spiritual gathering. If they see a devotee, they chant the Harikrishna. God has become a deaf man that they have to shout his name before he hears. God is in the heart. Why are you making noise about God? And the other child was hearing all this. If they are having cute, look at them. They are drunk. They have some guests with them there. That is not the way to worship God. So Adutacharya was seeing this, so he's called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is beyond Vishnu's duty. This is Bhagavan's duty. So you have to come. And he worship Lord Krishna using tulasi leaf for his salagam shila from Ganga. From his pure heart was calling Lord Krishna, please come and do something. Without you, it is impossible. To change these people is difficult. You have to come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had him. The devotee wants me to come. So it was a time for establishing a religious system, coinciding with the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really wants to come for his own personal gratification. So that Swarup Damodara Goswami, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he used the word Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greedy. The Supreme Lord is greedy. He's greedy. Bhagavad Gita disqualifies us from being greedy. They say a greedy person will go to hell. But here in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the word greed is there. The Supreme Personality of Godhead became greedy. for his own prayer. He was greedy. So a double reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. The external reason and internal reason. Adwaita Acharya was calling him, that's the first reason. He also has his own desire to fulfill. So he came. So the first thing Adwaita Acharya, and the second thing he did. Before he came himself as a daughter, Lord Shiva went to Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu. Then in Vaikuntha is Narayan, and in Mathura tradition is Vishnu. It's the same person. Narayan, Vishnu, the same. So Lord Narayan was there. So Lord Shiva went there to see him. And he was complaining how the same like Advaita. The same. The travel is terrible. He needs to do something. And he's thinking what to do, and it is impossible for him to find a solution. Therefore, I have come to see you. So after hearing him, Narayan, listening to Lord Shiva, expressing his concern for living entities in Kali Yuga, he agreed to come. So Lord Narayan told Lord Shiva, yes, before you came, I was just thinking about what to do. I was thinking about what to do, and I have decided what to do. I already planned myself what I need to do. So I will show you because you're going to be part of it. in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan is a king. Krishna is a boy. Krishna is a boy. So he dances. But Narayan is a king, he doesn't dance. He's a big man. So Lord Narayan has to come out of his nature, meaning that now he is a different person. He's not Narayan again. He's different now. And his mood was changed. So he started kirtan. Children were in kirtan. In that kirtan, it was very sweet. That both of them were dancing and embraced themselves. This is what we'll do down there. When they embraced themselves, Lord Shiva, Lord Narayan, they became one. That's Advaita Acharya, Sadashiva. So Advaita Acharya is Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva together. So, having known the process, so he came down and he invoked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. So he came. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came this time as a devotee. Because the devotees have put him into a debt which he cannot pay. Bhagavad Gita, he said, I will reward everyone according to how we serve him. But the gopis served him without expectation. So he had nothing to pay them. It's a debt. He's into debt. So I will pay. Because they have nothing to ask. So why will he pay? The best way is to give himself. But when he tried to experience, he couldn't, because he saw that it is the position of Srimati Radharani he is entering, and he cannot enter because he's a foreigner. Krishna and Krishna Prem, that too. When Krishna is alone, he's Krishna. But when you add Prem to Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means that you are adding Radha and Krishna together, becoming one. So with the permission of Srimati Radharani, he has to take that form. So he came down covered. He's covered. Not Krishna. He has hidden his Krishna inside Srimati Radharani. So coming in that way, he is not functioning as Krishna. So we shouldn't impose Krishna feeling on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we impose Krishna's mood into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a rasa bas. It would disturb him. It would disturb his mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't come as Krishna. He came as Srimati Radhani. So we should not dress him like Krishna. So what's that bus? It will disturb his mood. He will not freely enjoy himself. For that reason, Krishna ran away from Mathura to Vrindavan, because in Mathura there is opulence, knowledge of opulence of his supremacy. See, he cannot make him enjoy himself freely. So he ran, went to Vrindavan. The same way, if we impose Krishna's feeling on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will not allow him to express himself or to enjoy his rasa that he personally came for. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hiding himself, pretending as a pandit. At that time he would challenge all devotees and disturb them. Then he would go to Advaita Acharya and touch his feet. Advaita was thinking, this man is so powerful. He's so powerful. You can't stop him from doing what he wants to do. By force, he take the dust from my feet and is considering me to be his superior. I will find a way to expose this man. I will expose him. What to do? If you have a relationship with someone and you want to break it, any relationship you have with someone, you want it to be broken. You do things which that person does not like. If you are friends, and the person is telling you, don't keep this facade here, keep it here, and you continue to keep it there, the relationship will break. So Advaita Acharya was thinking, how will I bring this man out? He is hiding himself and always touching my feet, and he's giving me so much respect. I want to expose him, let him come out of this. After thinking, say, yes, I got it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hate impersonalism. He hated, he can't tolerate it. Chaitanya Bhagavad, he was one day when his devotee was shouting, I will kill that man. That man is cutting my body into pieces. I will kill him, I will destroy him, I will not spare him. What do you wonder? He's teaching us to that piece of nature, and I want to kill somebody. And who is he going to kill? The personalist leader were leading Prakasananda Saraswati. He was leading. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he's cutting his body into pieces. He's preaching. It means to destroy his personality. So
So Dr. Chera said, yes, now I know how to bring him out. Although he's not an impersonalist, but as a leader to bring Dr. Chamhampu out, he started to preach. I said, Bhakti is inferior to Gyan. It's wonderful. Bhakti is like a mirror. And Gyan is the eye. Without the eye, what's the value of a mirror? Bhakti cannot exist without Gyan. That's his philosophy. Advaita Acharya was preaching that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing him. He's preaching the Santipo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing him. Advaita is calling for him. So one day, they were strolling a bank of Ganga, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nitai, let's go and see Acharya. Let's go. So they went. As they were going, they met one householder. He's supposed to be renounced household. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who lives here? It is me, he said, householder Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, Goswami, if it's our fortune, let's go and see him and get blessing from him. So they went there. And Goswami was there. After that, he saw Nitai Chaitanya. So, my dear Brahmana boys, I bless you. You have a beautiful wife. You have the strength to enjoy your life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not a blessing of a Goswami. I don't want this. This is nonsense. The Goswami said, so, what is wrong with my blessing? What do you use to have in this nice body? What will you do with it? I'm giving you blessing and you reject it? Oh, I see. The scripture says that in Kali Yuga, the shoe for the feet will be on the head. Now I can see it clearly. The little boys are now going to teach me. So, this is Kali Yuga. I can see it. Anyway, you reject my blessing. Can I give you bliss? I to give you bliss. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is bliss he's talking about? So, he wants to give you palm wine to drink. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing this, he ran out of the house. Nitai followed him, they ran out of the house. He left the Goswami there. Which is bliss. So they went to Santipur. When they got there, Advaita Acharya Prabhu was sitting on the asan. When he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, he shouted, Gyan is superior to Bhakti. I said, Bhakti is the mirror, Gyan is the eye. What are the eye? The value of the mirror. The mirror is useless without the eye. So, we should take shelter of Gyan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Acharya, you called for me. I was peacefully sleeping in my abode there. You shouted so loud that I got my sleep broke. You brought me here. What are you talking? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beating Advaita. He was beating him. The more he beat it, the more Advaita would shout. His philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't control himself. He forgot he is the Bhakta. His nature as the Supreme Personality came out. So, Advaita was very happy. Sister Kat Takurandi came.
Once she saw that, she came out and said, "Oh, Nima, please, 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 don't make me a widow. Don't make me a widow. My husband is an old Brahmin. Please, don't kill him for me. Please, I beg you."
Chitam Prabhu didn't listen to her. Himself and her daughter.
So he dragged him out of the asana. So when he took him out of the asana, Advaita said, "Yes. Every day you are hiding. So today, I have exposed you. Today, that's my duty, to expose you for the supreme position of Godhead. Why are you hiding? Do your duty. Save the world. That is what you came for. And we have been waiting for you. Start your business." So the matter was set. My daughter made a very big feast and enjoyed himself. That is her daughter Acharya. His duty is to bring solution to our problem. He brought Chitam Mahaprabhu to come and put an end to our suffering. Said Advaita. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, because he is Mahavishnu, he is called Advaita. And because he is preaching Krishna consciousness, he is called Acharya. He has a lot of wonderful leaders. One day he asked Chitam Mahaprabhu, "I need one blessing for you. Give me one boon." Chitam Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, ask me for more." He said, "No, only one boon." So our daughter Acharya said, "My dear Lord, those who are very proud of their birth, their beauty, their education, and the wealthy family, aristocratic family that they came from, those who are enjoying this ignorance, don't give them prema. Leave them." The chandalas who are very humbly chanting your holy name, taking shelter at the lotus feet without any material qualification, that their simplicity, give them blessing. What time have we run? "Yes, it will be as you said. Let it be as you said. Let them be blessed." Her daughter is teaching humility. You should be humble to get the best of Chitamapu. Although he brought him for those who are tired of this material world. Those who are tired. Their interest is not how to enjoy this material world. They are feeling the pains of material existence. The material existence is giving torture, and they are experiencing, they are recognizing, yes, material existence is a torture. And we are tired of this. And we want something else. My daughter Chera said, "Give them. Let them have a chance to worship you." That is Advaita Acharya's causeless mercy upon us. One day he went to Vrindavan. When he went to Vrindavan, he was in Mathura. At that time, the Vaishnava community were not happy because there was a very scholarly pundit. He knows all the scriptures. They were very proud of that. His duty is to go everywhere.
Whatever you see, Vaishnava, come here. What do you know about Shastra? Tell me. Let us debate. So, when he saw Vaishnava, so nobody was happy with him. Whenever they see him, that is his duty every day. He goes everywhere to insult the Vaishnavas. And they were not happy. Anywhere they see him, they were anyway. So when he saw Adutacharya Goswami, he
said, Vaishnava, come here.
What did Nava say? And he said, they're blaspheming. My daughter Chai was looking at him. So,
every day you are drinking poison because you have intelligence to crime. You don't have bhakti, but you don't have good intelligence to memorize the scripture. You don't even know the essence of the scripture. So because of this, you are so proud of this. Every day you are killing yourself, drinking poison. I will teach you a lesson. So you will give up this bad habit. So as he was blaspheming Advaita Acharya Goswami, he was talking. Advaita Acharya, he assumed his Vishnu form before him. Brought the Sudarshan Chakra to cut off his head. Or to kill him. He saw the Sudarshan Chakra and he saw this Mahavishnu. He fell down and begged. He begged Acharya. Sadhuta took compassion upon him. Through the Sudarshan Chakra. So he told him, from today, if you do this again, you'll be dead. Make arrangement for Vaishnavas to preach Krishna consciousness. Don't be an impediment. The devotee begged him and begged him, begged him. He repented. The daughter spared his life. Here he is a person who is not a devotee. He saw Mahavishnu. The devotees have been chanting Hare Krishna for years. And faithfully falling, he didn't see Advaita. After that, he left. So those who were fortunate to see this incident were telling others. Because when the Vaishnava saw him, the next time they called him and he was begging. He was surprised. What has happened to this man? This man? What happened? I was blessed by the mercy of Mahavishnu. Where is the Mahavishnu who have changed you? Better has gone. Vaishnava didn't see. But a non-devotee saw Mahavishnu. This Lila Krishna does many times. To prove that bhakti is not caused by anything. Bhakti is fully independent. Nothing causes bhakti. Bhakti causes bhakti. And because devotees have bhakti for Krishna, bhakti stays with devotees. And whoever is fortunate to get the mercy, he gets bhakti. So here, this devotee is so Mahavishnu. Many times, see this in history, how those who are not devotees, they had darshan of Krishna. Well, not devotees, not, there are many. There are many. Many like that. This is one. Navadvip, Samudra Sen. He saw Vishnu, he saw Lord Krishna, while he was fighting with Bhim. Bhim, who was actually a devotee, who actually called for Krishna, he didn't see. But Samudra Sen saw Krishna. He was fighting with Bhim, and Bhim was in trouble, so he called Krishna. Krishna appeared. Samudra Sen saw Krishna, and he saw fighting. Come down from the chariot before this and he was praying. He was like, this man was about killing me. I was helpless. I called Krishna. Now I stopped fighting. I didn't do him anything. Why is he on the floor? So I beam he didn't see. But someone has sent so Krishna. Because that was his desire. Devotees carry Krishna. So if I want to get Krishna, I'll go from a devotee. That was his technique, and he got. He got Krishna to Bhim. But Bhim didn't see. Jayadeva Goswami. That time we were speaking about Jayadeva Goswami. Jayadeva Goswami, when he desired to print his songs on the cloth for Lord Jagannath, and he got the weavers to help him do that. And they were on it. They were doing the work nicely. It was going on. They reached a certain level. He was composing. Lord Krishna personally wanted to sing that song himself because he enjoyed it so much. So he made Jayadeva Goswami fall into a trance. While he was in trance, Krishna himself came. The weaver were waiting for Jayadeva Goswami to come out from his trance. Krishna personally did that. Krishna himself, he sang that. The weaver was surprised. Huh? Why are you? This. He said, oh, I'm. So you think this is not known to me? I know everything. Yeah, I know everything. Don't wake him. Just continue to do your work. When I finish, then he can come. So Krishna sang that himself. It's a song composed by Jayadeva Goswami. So the weaver, they saw Krishna directly, sitting with them, discussing with them. He sang the song. They weave everything. After that, when Krishna was singing, Jayadeva Goswami was hearing it in his trance. Then he came out. As soon as he came out, Krishna also disappeared. So the weaver they were very fortunate. They saw Krishna. He was sitting there with them and playing with them. So Jayadeva Goswami said, "Who did this?" Only myself and my wife. Nobody else. So who is the third person that did this? My wife is not here. The weavers explained. Oh, you people are so fortunate. You saw my Lord. See, I'm not as fortunate as all of you. There are
made like that. A situation where Krishna showed himself to the non-devotees. And devotees who actually caused it, the devotees. So Adotta Acharya Goswami, should be remembered every day. For his causeless mercy, and he brought Krishna to us. And the Krishna he brought is Prema Purushottam. Is the best. All incarnations of Krishna. The term of God is the best. For everything. So on his appearance there is very good to get ourselves purified. Hearing his passions. Another day he was he invited Sri Chaitanya to come for a feast. And he was thinking, oh, Chaitanya is going to come with so many of his associates. In that, I will not have an intimate association with him. I don't want many people to come with him. I want him to come alone. So he was thinking. And then he was cooking with his wife. Both of them were cooking. Making feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. And he was thinking, I want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come alone for this feast. So Adotta Acharya told Indra, come on, do some service. So Lord Indra came. So I want you to, not in Santipur. Your power should not come. Don't extend your service to Santipur. Your service I want from you. In Jagannath Puri, send down rain. Make everywhere flooded and dense dark. So that nobody will move. So Indra went to Jagannath Puri and he did his service there. So only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to come. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Nobody can see anything. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. When he came to Adwaita Acharya, Adwaita Acharya was laughing. He was laughing. I did it. He said, what did you do? What is happening? I did it. Yes. I did it. I didn't want you to come here with your followers. So, you don't see what happened. There's no rain here, but there's rain in that place. I did it. So he fed the time half away now. So in that way he said he enjoyed himself. Okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
Advaita Acharya called for Mahaprabhu. So what made him forget that he has called Mahaprabhu? He is not
there. What is the reason for that? He never forgot. Never.
So just in past
time. Yes. That is their plan. They already made a plan that it should be in this way. Krishna Das Kavya Goswami explained that Krishna told all the gopis and the Godhead boys, let us go to the material world. They will be disguised. Nobody will know each other's identity. Yoga Maya will rule all of us. We don't understand each other's identity. In this way, we will enact our passions and enjoy ourselves. So they already planned everything before they came here. And
And while they came here, while they were here, they were just simply following the... like we have a drama. While on the stage, they are just repeating what they have rehearsed many times back. Right? It's not that they are just coming to play. What they are playing today, they have practiced so many times behind. They are just giving us the finished work. So, that is it. They have already planned themselves. This God will do like this. He should go ahead of me. This will be your duty. When I come, this will also be your duty.
Why there are two personalities, like as you said, Vetacharya is a combination of both Mahadeva and Sadashiva. So what is the reason?
Advaita Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu.
Advaita Acharya is a combination of Vishnu and Shiva.
Yes. So he is Sadashiva. Sadashiva. What is the duty of Sadashiva? His duty is to facilitate Chitamahu's pastimes. So for that reason, he came. His Mahavishnu is for creation and Shiva is for destruction. They came together to save Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every incarnation, Krishna, just like even here in the material world, for one to function as a lawyer or to become a chief judge, the government will give him all the necessary facility for him to do his job. All the incarnations of Krishna, they are, and all of them, even to Shaktas, they are sufficiently equipped for the duty they have to do, not less. Perfect. They will do everything perfectly.
And now, chapter 3. Krishna
see what
is Prabhupada the source of all incarnate.
Difficult for a normal person to do. Difficult. He is specifically empowered for that. Yesterday, the same. Chitamara, the same. All of the Narada, the same. All of them. Back to Krishna himself. They are equipped for their duty. So they have organized themselves and they come down. Then they have given us wonderful, wonderful. System that is complete to make anyone Krishna conscious. Anyone. There's no lack. If there is any lacking, it is. Acharya Goswami, you got it.